Hello and welcome to this week's Poem of the Week podcast. I have the window open. I can certainly hear a wren singing out there. I've heard woodpeckers recently, and the rooster may go off. So I'm saying that by a sort of apology, but I'm sort of hoping that you won't mind the natural backdrop. It's not a beautiful day. Actually, it's overcast and dreary and raining on and off, but it's warm. Warm enough to have the window open, and that after winter is itself a blessing. Okay, this week's poem of the week. I should really be getting on with things because I've got four poems, two of which are a little bit on the longer side. And of course, there can only be one theme, as I'm recording this in Thursday of Passion Tides, the Thursday before Holy Week begins. This is the week. Poem of the week that encompasses Holy Week, and so there really is only one thing that I can do, and that is to concentrate on the Passion of the Christ. I'm going to have two medieval poems, and then we're going to have a poem by St. Robert Southwell, the Jesuit saint and martyr, and sometime muse of William Shakespeare, as we've discussed in previous poems of the week. And then finally, we're going to finish with a poem by John Donne, the great metaphysical poet. So without further ado, because I say there's four poems and I'm not sure how long they will take, so I suppose I'm about to find out. So first of all, two anonymous medieval poems. Steadfast Cross. Steadfast cross among all other, thou art a tree of great prize. In branch and flower such another, I nay what none in wood nor rise. Sweet be the nails, and sweet be the tree, and sweeter be the burden that hangs upon thee. Short, very sweet. Second of our medieval anonymous poems on the theme of the Passion. Lovely tear of lovely eye. Lovely tear of lovely eye, why dost thou me so woe? Sorrowful tear of sorrowful eye, thou breakst mine heart atoo. Thou sighest sore, thy sorrow is more than man's mouth may tell. Thou singest of sorrow, mankind to borrow out of the pit of hell. I proud and keen, thou meek and clean, without woe or wile. Thou art dead for me, and I live through thee, so blessed be that while. Thine heart is rent, thy body is bent, upon the rude tree. The weather is went, the devil is shent, Christ through the might of thee. And now we're going to move on to St. Robert Southwell. I'm actually going to read the biography of him, the brief biography of him that I put. It's the introduction to the section on his poetry in my book, Poems Every Catholic Should Know. You can pronounce it St. Robert Southwell or Southwell, whichever you prefer. St. Robert Southwell, 1561 to 1595. Robert Southwell was born in the very midst of the storm which beset the Christian church in England during the 16th century. His father, though initially a recusant, eventually conformed to the practices of the recently founded Anglican church. Southwell, however, found it impossible in conscience to follow his father. He went into exile, where he studied in Douai, Paris and Rome, before returning to England as a Jesuit priest in 1586. He was arrested in 1592 and imprisoned in the Tower and at Newgate. After 3 years of incarceration, during which time he was tortured repeatedly, he was tried and condemned as a priest. He was hanged, drawn and quartered at Tyburn on the 21st of February, 1595. In 1970, he was canonised by Pope Paul VI as one of the 40 martyrs of England and Wales. Robert Southwell was only 33 at the time of his execution, but in his short and dramatic life, he wrote some of the finest religious poetry in the English language. Okay, so that's the brief introduction. I'm now going to read of from the selection of his poems I include in the volume, Poems Every Cat Should Know. Marie Magdalene's Complaint at Christ's Death. Since my life from life is parted, death, come take thy portion. Who survives when life is murdered, lives by mere extortion. All that live are not in God, couch their life in death's abode. City stars must needs leave shining when the sun is shadowed. Borrowed streams refrain their running when head springs are hindered. One that lives by others' breath dieth also by his death. O true life, since thou hast left me, mortal life is tedious. Death it is to live without thee, death of almost odious. Turn again or take me to thee, let me die or live thou in me. Where the truth once was and is not, shadows are but vanity, showing want that help they cannot, signs not salves of misery. Painted meat no hunger feeds, dying life each death exceeds. With my love, my life was nestled in the sum of happiness. From my love, my life is wrested to a world of heaviness. Oh, let love my life remove, since I live not where I love. O my soul, what did unloose thee from the sweet captivity? God, not I, did still possess thee, his, not mine, thy liberty. O too happy thrall thou wert, when thy prison was his heart. Spiteful spear that breakst this prison, seat of all felicity, working this with deep double treason, love's and life's delivery. Though my life thou drav'st away, maugre thee my love shall stay. So that was Mary Magdalene's Complaint at Christ's Death, one of the most well-known of Robert Southwell's poems. And now we're going to conclude with a poem by John Donne. And very appropriately titled for next week, as we shall see. Good Friday, 1613, riding westward. Let man's soul be a sphere, and then in this the intelligence that moves devotion is. And as the other spheres, by being grown, subject to foreign motions, lose their own. And being by others hurried every day, scarce in a year their natural form obey. Pleasure or business, so our souls admit, for their first mover, and are whirled by it. Hence is't that I am carried towards the west, this day when my soul's form bends towards the east. There I should see a sun by rising set, and by that setting endless day beget. But that Christ on this cross did rise and fall, sin had eternally benighted all. Yet dare I almost be glad I do not see that spectacle of too much weight for me. Who sees God's face, that is self life must die? What a death were it then to see God die? It made his own lieutenant nature shrink, it made his footstool crack and the sun wink. Could I behold those hands which span the poles, and tune all spheres at once pierced with those holes? Could I behold that endless height which is zenith to us and to our antipodes? humbled below us, or that blood which is the seat of all our souls, if not of his, make dirt of dust, or that flesh which was sworn by God for his apparel, raged and torn? If on these things I durst not look, durst I upon his miserable mother cast mine eye? And was God's partner here and furnished thus half of that sacrifice which ransomed us? Though these things, as I ride, be from mine eye, they are present yet unto my memory. For that looks towards them, and thou lookst towards me, O Saviour, as thou hangst upon the tree. I turn my back to thee, but to receive corrections till thy mercies bid thee leave. O think me worth thine anger, punish me, burn off my rusts and my deformity. Restore thine image so much by thy grace that thou mayst know me, and I'll turn my face. Absolutely beautiful in Meiudice, in my estimation and judgment. So thanks so much for joining me for those four poems to accompany us in Holy Week. Until I see you next time, when I imagine, although it will probably be during Holy Week, I will probably, I will allow myself to be looking ahead to Easter next week. I don't really know, actually, truth be told. That's my problem, not yours. But please do join me next week, the next poem or poems of the week, when we will be doing something which is appropriate to the season, be it Holy Week, the Passion, or the Resurrection. Or maybe a mixture of the aforesaid. Okay, thanks so much, everybody. Thanks so much for joining me. Have a blessed Passion Tide and an even more blessed Holy Week.